Welcome to SkyDome in Toronto, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Toronto Blue Jays. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The right fielder, Mark McLemore. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Glenn Davis. Batting fifth. The catcher, Chris Hoyles. Batting sixth. The DH, Sherman Abando. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Harold Reynolds. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Damon Buford. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Rick Sutcliffe. For the Toronto Blue Jays. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Devin White. Batting second. The second baseman, Roberto Alomar. Batting third. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Olerud. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Darren Jackson. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Ed Sprague. Batting 8th. The catcher, Randy Knorr. Batting 9th. The shortstop, Dick Schofield. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Doug Linton. And now, play ball. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson strikes out. 1 out. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. McLemore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1. With the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Devin White batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. White hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Blue Jays. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. McLemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Blue Jays 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hoyles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sherman Abando is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Abando strikes out. 2 outs. Tim Hewlett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hewlett hits a line drive into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Blue Jays 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. John Olerud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olerud hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Anderson. Olerud reaches second base with a double. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. McLemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ed Sprague is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sprague strikes out. 2 outs. Randy Knorr, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Knorr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Harold Reynolds, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Damon Buford is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Olerud scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Anderson for the out. Buford moves to second. 2 outs. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McLemore is 0 for 1 in the game. McLemore hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Dick Schofield, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Schofield takes first base on ball 4. Devin White is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Schofield. The throw from Hoyles and he is safe. Schofield steals second. Devin White is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. White takes first base on ball 4. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar bunts towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. Schofield moves to third. White moves to second. 1 out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sprague fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sprague fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Chris Hoyles, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hoyles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hoyles hits a pop-up towards short. Schofield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. John Olerud is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Olerud is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Olerud hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Ed Sprague, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Sprague is 0 for 1 in the game. Sprague hits a fly ball towards center. Buford catches it and throws to first to double up Jackson. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Sherman Abando batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Abando is 0-for-1 in the game. Abando takes first base on ball 4. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hewlett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Abando moves to third. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Hewlett moves to second. Damon Buford is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Buford is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Buford hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Carter. Buford reaches second base with a double. Abando scores. Hewlett scores. There goes Reynolds trying to get to home. Carter throws the ball into Schofield, who relays the ball to Knorr, who tags Reynolds, who came all the way from first, for the out. Buford moves to third. One out. It's 2-1, Orioles. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Anderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 2-2. McLemore is 0-for-2 in the game. McLemore hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of White, who is chasing the ball. McLemore reaches third base with a triple. Buford scores. Anderson goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Orioles. Tony Castillo now pitching. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of White. Ripken reaches second base with a double. McLemore scores. It's 5-1, Orioles. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hoyles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hoyles strikes out. Two outs. Sherman Abando is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Abando is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Abando hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Castillo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ripken moves to third. Davis moves to second. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hewlett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hewlett hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Randy Knorr is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Knorr is 0-for-1 in the game. Knorr hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Schofield is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Devin White is at the plate with a count of 3-2. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roberto Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. There goes White. The throw from Hoyles and he is safe. White steals second. Roberto Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. Alomar takes first base on ball 4. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1-2. There goes Alomar. The throw from Hoyles and he is safe. Alomar steals second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sutcliffe fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Blue Jays 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Harold Reynolds batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Damon Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Buford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Olerud is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Olerud is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Olerud hits a fly ball into center field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Blue Jays 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McLemore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. McLemore hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ripken moves to second. 2 outs. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hoyles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hoyles takes first base on ball 4. Sherman Obando is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Obando is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Obando strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Ed Sprague batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Sprague is 0-for-2 in the game. Sprague hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Randy Knorr is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Knorr is 0-for-2 in the game. Knorr hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-3, Orioles. Todd Froworth now pitching. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Schofield takes first base on ball 4. Devin White is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. White is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. White strikes out. 1 out. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. There goes Alomar. The throw from Hoyles and he is safe. Alomar steals second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Blue Jays 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Eichhorn now pitching. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Damon Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Buford hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Carter. Buford reaches second base with a double. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Anderson is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. McLemore is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. McLemore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buford scores. Anderson moves to second. It's 6-3, Orioles. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Blue Jays 3. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 0 for 3 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. John Olerud is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Olerud is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Olerud hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Blue Jays 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Timlin now pitching. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Davis strikes out. 1 out. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hoyles is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hoyles strikes out. 2 outs. Sherman Abando is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Abando is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Abando strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Blue Jays 3. The Blue Jays will come to bat. David Segheti now playing first base. Ed Sprague is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sprague is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sprague hits a fly ball into right field. McLemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Knorr, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Knorr is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Knorr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Schofield is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Schofield strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 6, and Toronto Blue Jays, 3. Goodbye from Skydome in Toronto.